Five Things First Thing with JR Morning's Chris Renwick, Lloyd Jackson, and Jamie Edmonds.
Well, good morning. Tuesday.
Wow.
Sun is coming up over downtown Detroit. It was a spectacular night last night.
And it turned out to be great weather-wise because we had rain in the morning, but then the evening, it was nice. It was a nice breeze, I understand. It was very nice. Different from the last time when you were down there.
Last year was sweltering. I don't know what bread feels like when it's in the oven when it's baking.
Uh-huh.
But that's probably what it felt like last year.
Yeah.
This year was chef's kiss. It was beautiful.
Gotcha.
Absolutely beautiful. Sunny and cool, and there was a little bit of a breeze. It was perfect.
Yeah.
Absolutely perfect. There are those moments, I feel like, when you are in the midst of the hustle and bustle.
Yeah.
And you're just, there's so much going on in your life that there are those small moments, those little tiny moments that you're like, oh, it's perfect.
Perfect, yeah.
And I had that last night. We saw Marie. Jamie was down at the fireworks.
Yeah.
So we saw Jamie and Ryan, her husband Ryan. Uh-huh. And a bunch of people down there. It was cool seeing everybody. And then we decided to go back to the car before the fireworks started.
Okay.
And watch from there.
Because you had a view from there as well.
We had a great view from where we parked.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, guys, we got to, once the last firework gets shot off,
we are out of here.
We got to go. But we're sitting there watching the fireworks. And I just look over to the kids and they're just like,
yeah,
mouth open.
Uh-huh.
Fire. You could see the fireworks, reflecting in their eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, yeah, cool.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just a small thing.
It was that little thing. So it was very cool. Credit to Tony Michaels, his whole crew
and
at
the
parade company.
Man, the Zambellis. Oh my God.
I mean, just everything that they do for the city of Detroit is, there are very few people that are better stewards of this town than Tony Michaels and everything that he does. And it was another great night last night.
Well, President Donald Trump is endorsing Republican Congressman John James in his campaign for Michigan governor, calling him an American first candidate who will deliver results for the state. Now, in a post on Truth Social, the president praised James as a West Point graduate, combat pilot, Iraq war veteran, businessman, and member of Congress, saying he has a complete and total endorsement and will not let Michigan down. Trump said James would focus on cutting taxes, reducing regulations, boosting domestic manufacturing and energy production, strengthening border security, supporting veterans, and protecting gun rights. James, who represents Michigan's 10th congressional district, thanked Trump on social media, saying the endorsement is energizing his campaign and pledging to lower cost, improve public safety, and increase election security.
I think that this is not a surprise to me.
No.
I mean, just think about it strategically. Does it make sense for Donald Trump to endorse somebody who was not an ally in Washington?
It really doesn't.
I mean, it makes the most sense.
It does.
He would endorse John James.
But I know one person may not be too happy this morning.
Well, I think there was a lot of people that aren't happy.
Yeah, but one in particular.
Who's that?
Perry Johnson.
I think Eric Nesbitt probably is not happy either.
No, and I know he's not happy because he decided to drop out. He has suspended his campaign just hours after the president endorsed John James. And Nesbitt announced on social media that he's ending his bid and joining Trump in backing James for Michigan governor, calling for party unity heading into November. His decision reshapes the GOP primary, leaving James, former Attorney General Mike Cox, and Perry Johnson still in the race ahead of the August primary.
It felt like, look, Eric Nesbitt's a good guy. Like Eric Nesbitt.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Dude.
Yeah.
It felt like they were just holding on to see what would happen.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump was going to endorse him or not, or any of these, whoever.
Yeah.
If Donald Trump was going to make an endorsement, that might have swayed where their campaign was going to go.
Exactly.
But with the way things have been going, Eric Nesbitt kind of running behind much of the pack.
And, you need campaign, money to continue your campaign. And when you have someone like Donald Trump who's endorsed one of the candidates, that candidate, I'm sure, will be getting more campaign donations, and the rest of the party will energize behind that candidate because it's a Trump candidate. And
Well, and I mean, whether it's a Trump candidate or not, I mean, there is a rallying now around John James.
Oh, well, yeah.
I mean, you know, Tom Leonard drops out. He supports John James for governor. Eric Nesbitt has dropped out. Now he is supporting John James for governor here in the state of Michigan. So that's, you know, two former foes that are now in your corner. So interesting. But I imagine there will be more coming. But, you know, you've got John James, Mike Cox, and Perry Johnson kind of in a pack, depending on what kind of poll you look at.
Republican U.S. Senate candidate Mike Rogers is demanding that Democratic hopeful Abdul El-Sayed stop calling him a pharma lobbyist and alleging a $14 million payout or face a defamation lawsuit. In a letter from Rogers' legal team, El-Sayed is ordered to cease and desist from making the claim, which Rogers says is false and damaging to his reputation. Rogers says he has never been a registered lobbyist and calls the accusations a whopper of a lie. El-Sayed, a candidate in a competitive Democratic primary, has repeated the criticism on national interviews, arguing Rogers benefited financially from the pharmaceutical industry and has taken large donations from it. His campaign says the claims are based on Rogers' financial history and political record, while accusing Rogers of trying to silence him ahead of the general election. Rogers' attorneys are demanding a response by today, escalating tensions in what is already shaping up to be, really closely watched Michigan Senate race.
Yeah, certainly. Meanwhile, Dusty May out at the University of Michigan. Dusty May taking a head coaching job in the NBA, and he will be coaching the Dallas Mavericks next year.
And you know, it was just like a wind whip when I heard Dusty May is out. I don't know. It's just like, what? You know, and like you said, you're not really surprised. I just think, you know, the timing was a little... gave me a little whiplash a little bit when I heard.
First of all, I understand why coaches maybe don't want to coach in college basketball anymore.
Yeah.
It feels like a tremendously unneeded weight.
Uh-huh.
Because you're essentially recruiting your players after each practice. Right, it's just at any point anybody can be like, "Oh, I'm out. I'm transferring. I'm going to put my name in the transfer portal. I'm on out."
Right.
You know, so it's a different world. But look, Dusty May wins a national title at Michigan. You know, there was this new contract extension that was offered to him.
Yeah.
Signing it, didn't sign it, whatever.
I don't know what that. Yeah, because it depends on who you listen to.
Correct, and now he's going to Dallas to coach in the NBA. I think he'll be a wonderful coach in the NBA. I think, Dusty May is a great, great basketball coach.
Absolutely. And, you know, I just think, listen, when you are at a high like Dusty May, I mean, you know, your stock is very high right now. And so you take a look at everything. That's all I'm saying. You just take a look at everything.
But, you know, the other thing, too, is I think there was a time in college athletics where if you won a national title, you could take a minute to do a victory lap.
Uh-huh.
Right? You had a minute to maybe go on a quick vacation to Bermuda with your wife and kids.
Yeah.
Now you can't. I mean, those interviews that we did or interviews that we had heard from Dusty May after the national title game was, you know, we're right back at it. Landed. Now we're looking at film and we're seeing who.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, is that what you want to do?
Yeah. And I think it's just different now than it was before where you could take that time and do that. But now I don't think you can. And so it's just different.
So you've got an opportunity now to go to the NBA and maybe get an opportunity to enjoy those kind of wins.
Yeah.
A little
more. And the Mavericks are, you know, they're a good team.
Good team.
Yeah.
Good team. I would not want to be out west.
No.
At this point in time.
Well, OKC in San Antonio.
Yeah.
Get ready.
Five things first thing with JR Morning on 760 WJR.